We're learning the Indian of Malchus. And it's a big subject in Torah. The Sugi of Malchus. And it's impossible, really, really impossible, to begin to understand Shabbos and to appreciate Shabbos without knowing more about Malchus. In the context of what we've been discussing, candle lighting, Hadlakas Neiros, Einik Shabbos, the unique role of the woman in that whole Ma'arocha, in that world of Ni'iras Einov, Mamidos Araglov, the tikkun that's caused after by a woman, the connection between a woman and Malchus, the Yinevesh's Chayil, Ateres Bala, these are all things that we've been talking about. We still haven't reached the Malchus of the Inyan of Malchus. Malchus is expressed, this Koch of Malchus is expressed in everything, everything in creation. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, this Koch of Malchus pervades all of reality. On all levels of domain, inanimate objects, tzemeach, plants, medaber, chai, animals and medaber, human beings. The whole bria together creates or forges out of the differences, creates a harmony. This reality of Malchus consists of millions and billions and trillions of details. Every single prat, every single piece of reality has its own special tafkid, has its own unique role, its purpose. Nonetheless, all of these tiny little details that if you look under a microscope at any little fragment of this world, it's amazing how unique, how remarkable that tiny thing is. And yet, all of these pieces join together to create one mitzias, one ma'areches, this harmony, this unbelievable seder that exists in the world. Therefore, the Svarim have taught us that if even one detail is not in its right place, if there's a pagam, if there's a blemish, if there's something wrong with even one tiny cell, then on some level, the entire malchus, the entire kingdom of reality is damaged, is deficient. There's something missing. If somebody would hear an orchestra and someone who's a maven who understands music, that person would certainly feel that there's an instrument that's missing. It might be that someone who doesn't know, it sounds okay. It doesn't have. It's missing one string instrument or something. It's missing. It's not such a big nafkimin. But for the one who really, really can hear the music and understands what it means, if there's one little instrument that's missing, or if there's one string that wasn't touched at the right moment, then the whole malchus of that performance has been diminished. There's something wrong. And it's more than that. Every single prat, every single detail itself consists of infinite details. It's only a few hundred years. Scientists began to realize that reality consists of particles that are much tinier than the eye can see. And it's really recent that even those particles have subparticles, and there are subparticles to the subparticles, tinier and tinier and tinier, and more concealed to the human eye. And not only that, but every single one of these atoms itself, every single atom. Serves a unique purpose, and that malchus of the Adam has in it malchios, smaller kingdoms, and each particle is its own kingdom that has its own laws and performs its own responsibility, carries out its own duty in this world. And the relationship between all these malchios, all these kingdoms and smaller kingdoms, tiny, tiny little kingdoms, each one has a relationship to the other, and that somehow the ofi or the personality of the entire mitzius, of the entire picture, is dependent upon the relationship, the interfacing of each malchus with another malchus. Anybody that ever studied the table of elements, I know that brings back very frightening memories for many people, including myself, realizes that whether or not there's an extra molecule of this or that creates an entirely different malchus. It can have has a different effect and impact upon the world. It's amazing. Malchius beside Malchius. Kingdoms within kingdoms and sub-kingdoms. That's how creation works. And when the Kadmonim said that a human being is an oilam katan, is a small world. A small world built from the Ramach and the Shasa, 248 limbs and the 365, even the arteries, the veins. And scientists, biologists, microbiologists have studied these limbs, these organs, these veins, and have found that every gid, every single vein, and every aver, every organ has a purpose, has a malchus of its own. Everyone is wearing royal clothing and sees itself through the eyes of malchus. And all of these little kingdoms joined together in a human being, in the most wondrous way, that scientists are still trying to understand, although the Zohar Kodesh and Arizal had figured out a long time ago. All of these joined together to create a wondrous oneness, the Kaimas Ha'adam, the Tzur of a human being, the Kaimas Ha'adam. And every single chalik, every single part of the Adam, of the human being, consists of millions and billions of cells, of atoms, electrons, and so on. And more, what's most remarkable, and this is what's being realized now more and more, is that every single tiny chalik contains the ingredients of the entire malchus. That's amazing. So nowadays, if there's a tiny piece of skin that's found, they can reconstruct a human being. They could tell from that tiny little piece what the whole thing is like. Because every single part of the malchus is infused with the ruach of the entire malchus. Now, you know, in order for us to understand the malchus of this world and the malchus of Shabbos, we have to understand how malchus works just a little bit, how malchus works in the Torah. The reason that's necessary is because Chazal have revealed to us that istakel kutshebrichu baraisu v'ara alma, that Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world. That means that in order to understand the world, one has to understand the Torah. That's why the Arizal saw these things long before the scientists discovered them. And that's why it's found in Chazal. Everything's in Chazal. Everything's in the Zohar, in the Kisvei Ha'ari. If one looks at the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition, the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifri Mechilta, and the Midrashim, Rabbi Tanchuma, and so on, and the Zohar Kodesh, and the Tikkunim. If one looks at the entire body of Torah Sheba'al Peh, one stands back in absolute wonder at the beauty of this world, of this Malchus of Torah, that is the composite of the wisdom of thousands of years. Torah Sheba'al Peh, as it continues till our day. The Chachamim, the Gemara says, the Ramban really says this clearly in Bava Basra, Hayoidim es ha'emes, Ruach HaKodesh shebekirbam, these amazing people who are connected to the truth, with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the divine inspiration that fills them. Every single Chacham, every single Tzaddik was a Malchus. Every tzaddik had a certain chelik in that building, in that kaima that's called Torah. Every single tzaddik left his own unique stamp, had his own unique way. The world of Hillel HaZaken and Shammai HaZaken, the world of Rabbi Akiva, the world of Abai Yerava, each was a different malchus. And the Torah is built layer upon layer of Malchus, 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 Kalel Omim, one Malchus connected to another Malchus over the course of thousands of years. You see this when you open a Gemara. When you're learning a page of Gemara, even though when we're in Yeshiva, we think that it seems like this is a discussion that's taking place in one Beis Medrash, someplace in the Hadei, in Pumbedisa, someplace in the Galil, someplace in Bavel. It sounds to us like there's a discussion that's taking place in Yeshiva. The truth is that when you open up a page of Gemara, every sugya is built, is constructed of discussions that took place between Chacham who never saw each other, who very often didn't meet, sometimes from the same Beis Medrash. More often, it's a conversation, a dialogue that was taking place over centuries and over continents or countries. Men that never saw each other, that never spoke to each other, who lived in different times. Man Malchei Rabbonim. To understand what that means, when Chazal revealed who are the kings, who are truly revealing Malchus, Man Malchei, who are the real kings in this world? Rabbonim, the Chachom, the Tzaddikim in all generations. Man Malchei Rabbonim. That Malchus of Torah. Every Beis Medrash was a molecule. And in that molecule of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan, there were atoms, Talmidim. And the Talmidim had Talmidim. And it was the same thing later on in Germany, in France, in England, in Poland, in Hungary, in Yemen, in Morocco, in Spain. Thousands of Bati Medrash. Thousands of yeshivas. And all of them are woven together into one big Beis Medrash that's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. One big Beis Medrash that's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. Please have a seat. I prefer if everybody sits down. Some mishigas. Torah Sheba'al Peh, one Malchus that's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. And every Rashi is a town, is a city, and every Taisvus, and the Rosh is a part of the world. And the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Rambam, cities and countries and continents, molecules and atoms, and atomic particles, all woven together, all brought together into the Malchus of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Therefore, Chazal are referred to as the Baalei Asufais, the ones who were gathering. Balei HaSufis, what does that mean? Are the ones who convened and gathered together. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, Balei HaSufis Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. These who convened, joined together, one malchus with another, one atom with another atom, one molecule with another molecule, Balei HaSufis Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Sheyoshin HaSufis HaSufis Vais Metayr. This refers, the pasuk that says Balei HaSufis is referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, the scholars, the Chachamim who sit and gather together all over the world and are Oiskim Metayr and learning Torah. Halolu Metamim V'halolu Metayr. There's a group that say that this is impure. And there's a group that says halal matar and that this is pure. In the body, there are certain things that are opening. And there are other parts of the body that their responsibility is to close. This one is bechesed, this one is bedin. This one is matar, this one's matame. Shem yisosem echad mehem, or yipaseach. Or if you say the other way, shem yipaseach echad mehem, or yisosem echad mehem. That if one that's supposed to close would open. If one that's supposed to open would close, the kaimus ha'odim would be destroyed. And God forbid if there's a body where there's a piece that's not working. So the Chacham called the Balei HaSufis. Halolu matam, halolu matam, halolu oisun, halolu matir. And these say that this reality, that this in the, regarding this din, that this is osir, this is forbidden. V'halol matir, and the others in another mismedrus, they say that this is mutter. Halol paisim halol machshirin. They say that this group says posel. The other one someplace says that it's kosher. It's okay. Shema yomer hodem heyach ani loy matir miata. So the Gemara says. So a person looks at all of this and says, "How should I learn Torah? What am I supposed to make out of all of this? There are a million little malchias, a million kingdoms and fiefdoms, and this one, there's a malchus here, and this one's a malchus there. What do I make of all of this?" Talmud Loimer, Nitnu Mirayehecha. So that's what it says in Pasuk, that they were all given by one shepherd. They were given to us through one shepherd. Kelechad Nosman, one God gave all of this. Parnas Echad Omran. And he had one shliach, one parnas, one leader, who said, who gave us all of this. Mipi odon kol hamasim. From the master, from the king, from malchus chamalchus, the one, the only one, who could bring together and weave together all the molecules, the atoms, all of the malchias, all of the bati midrashim. Rashi and Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Maram Mirudenberg, the Vilna Gaon, Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman. There's one God who gave all of this. Mipi Odom Kol HaMasim, the master of all. Dechsiv Hayadabar Lekim as Kol HaDvarim Ha'ela. And Hashem spoke all of these things. HaKol. Kol is always Malchus. Everythingness. That quality of everythingness is malchus. That's kala that we spoke about. Kala is hakol. And halacha is hakala. That the chacham are able to find the halacha, halol matam, halol matarim. But the halacha is aisis hakala, aisis hakol. All these different opinions. It's all one Torah. Someone who's new to it is startled by it and asks the same question that we find in the Gemara. Heyachni loyme Torah, what am I supposed to do with all of this? And someone who's new to the study of Torah says, to Torah Shabbat Peh says, well, just tell me what I have to do. Tell me what I have to do. What do you? And more and more, you know, they're trying the same way that they have these books in the secular world, Lahavdil. Philosophy for idiots and physics for idiots, for dummies, whatever they call it. A student showed me. That to be mitzamtzem the whole chokhmah into one book. And then if somebody is really, really good, they give him mitzamtzem it into one page. And the student will get it onto one little crib sheet. One tiny little piece of paper that goes someplace. The Seisir Elyon. So, all these days, All these different opinions, it's all one Torah. And this one Torah is woven piece by piece. And when you see each one separately, you say, Gevalt, what am I going to make of this? And he says this, he says that. And it all is brought together, the most amazing tapestry. Over all the generations of Makabli HaTorah, and each generation has its chelik. And you see that there was a time that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, his neshama, came to the world, and that was the time. And there was a time when the Goyen came, and it had to be, and that was that piece of all of the entire Malchus of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it couldn't be that the Chofetz Chaim would have been at a different time. The Chofetz Chaim had to be at that time. And there's a tkufa of Tanoim, and there's a tkufa period of the Amoraim, and Rabbon and Savaroi, and the Ga'inim, Rishonim, and Achronim, each one is a Malchus, and the Malchus are woven together to form Malchus, Malchus Kolom, Malchus of Torah. And that's what is meant in the introduction to the Tikkun Zohar, which in some of the Chos of Davening is said Friday night, which is very significant. If you look into the Siddur of the Arizal, the Nusach of the Ari, that is Daven by Chabad, and by other Jews. According to the Nusach Ari, the Hakdama from the Tikkun Zohar is said before you bring in Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Malchus. And in the Tikkun Zohar, it says in the Hakdama, the Tikkunim, it says there, which is in the Siddur, if you look in the Siddur of the Ari, Malchus per Torah Shebaal Peh Karin in law. The kingdom of speech is the oral Torah. That's what it says. That's how we bring in Shabbos, according to the Nusach Ari. Malchus Peh, the mouth is called Malchus. The mouth brings together all the thoughts, all the things that are separate, and to articulate, to bring it to one, to halacha, to hakala. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh Karin in law. So all of the little malchis in the world, they have one tachlis. They have one tachlis. And the one tachlis that brings them all together that we've been speaking about is HaKol Baro Lechvoidoi. HaKol, again, Oisius Kala. Everything. HaKol Baro Lechvoidoi. Even that which is frightening, even that which we can't see any good in. Because even Ar Haman, even cursed is Haman. That's also part of the huge picture of what? Of Hakol Baruch Lechvoidai. That everything exists for Kavod Shemaim, to bring Kavod Shemaim, even the misery, even the suffering. Ad lo yada. Only on Purim, when a Jew doesn't try to figure out all the details. Only on Purim, when a person has had too much to drink, and all the lines that separate between one Malchus and another are blurred, and he fails the test of walking on that line. And when all those lines disappear, and it's one big Malchus of Adel Yodab and Arham of Baruch Mordechai, there really is no difference. It's all Hakol Baruch Lechvaydai. And I spoke about this a little bit last year. And this is the Lashon of Maral in his third introduction to Gevurah Hashem. L'fi shehashem shel Kadosh Baruch Hu echad. Hashem's name is one. Dechsiv u'shmo echad. Hashem's name is one. V'chein ha-malchus shelo echad. Maral says Hashem's malchus is one. V'ha-achtus v'ha-malchus hu davar echad. That's the pshat. Those are the words. V'ha'achtus, unity, v'ha'malchus, and kingship, hu davar echad, it's oneness. Because that's what the melech does. We spoke about that last week and the week before. The inyan of the king is to take 1 million, 10 million, 20 million different people with different ideas, and to join them together, all the little atoms, all the little molecules, to bring them all together for one tachlis. That malchus, that's what it means, malchus. To serve one purpose and one king. Therefore, the inyan of Malchus always means a return to the original thought, Soif Maisa Machshava Tchila. The Soif Maisa consists of billions of particles. The Machshava Tchila, the first thought, was one. We see the separation into billions of little Malchus, billions of particles. Malchus means when all of the pieces are brought back together and we see the entire puzzle. That's what we spoke about the number 10 last week, which is a return from the separation of 9. And when the 9 becomes 10, we taste the kedusha of the 10th, the holiness of the 10th, which is a taste of Malchus, of oneness being restored, of remembering the first thought when everything was together and serving one purpose. L'cho Hashem ha-mamlocha. Hashem, Malchus is really yours. Even though there are presidents and prime ministers, kings and princes in the world, really Malchus Hashem belongs to you. L'cho Hashem ha-mamlocha v'ha-misnasei l'chol l'raish. And Hashem is exalted above all beginnings. He is the first. Sfasem is taught. If you take the word Rosh, the beginning, and you misnase, which means you rise above the word Rosh, you lift up the word Rosh, the Isis above the Reish, Aleph, and Shin, the letter that's higher than the Reish, that stands above the Reish, is a Shin, and the letter that stands above an Aleph is a Beis. And the letter that stands above, that's the Melech, that rules over the Shin, is a Saf. That's Shabbos. Shin Beis Saf is Shabbos. L'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha v'ha-misnasei l'chol l'raish. Shabbos is the Malchus of Malchuscha Malchus Kaleilohme. It's ha-misnasei l'chol raish. Everything that seems to be a Melech, that seems to be in control, when you rise above that, you find Shabbos. You find Hashem. Misnase l'chol roish. That's why the Inyan of Shabbos in Kegavna that we spoke about over the past few weeks is the Misachdin Beroza De'echad. Kegavna, that is said in the Nusach Svard, Kegavna Roza De'echad, Shabbos is the mystery of oneness, when everything is Misachdin Beroza De'echad. Where the weak, that's so confusing, because the weak has molecules and atoms and particles and pieces, and you lose sight of the entire picture, the tachlis. That's what we're talking about when the candles are lit, and one is able to see what's going on, what's the tachlis, what am I doing here? Shabbos is a return of everything is misachden berozadech. Therefore, Shabbos is Shabbos malchus, that's the malchus of Shabbos. And now we return back to the Rabbeinu Bechaya that was mentioned 2 weeks ago. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Shabbos is the end. Shabbos is the final point of creation. And it's the beginning. And that's why the minig is, even in this world, that the Kala comes out last. That the Kala comes out at the end. After the Chosim comes out, now you have a lot of other people that in between. But after the Chosim comes out, the last one to come out is the Kala. Shemavakshim HaKala Ba'achrayim. Please either sit down or close the door, but don't stand by the door. I'm asking you a taiva, thank you. Just have a seat. The union that we spoke about, Eishes Chayla, Teres Bala, that in this world, over the Dairis, that the woman has been seen, has been placed at the end. Here Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Shemevakshem hakala ba'achroina, that the kala is sought only at the end. Shemevakshem hakala ba'achroina, because the kala means the tachlis, it means hakol, it means when all the pieces come together. So the chosna, as we learned over the past few weeks, the chosna is preparing, and the chosna is the one, and the man goes out to work, as we spoke about, worrying about all the different pieces. And the chassan is the mashpia, and he's going to be giving and creating, and he's the one that's earning the money and so on. But the kala is the one who's receiving all of this, meaning the kala now has to take all of this, as we spoke about last week and the week before, that the kala's job is to take all of these details and to make from this confusing pile of pieces, to make a hakel. That's what the kala has to do. To make a shahakel. Over all the pieces, to bring it together, to make a shahakel, that this is why we're here in the world. Not to be at work and not to be in the train and not to be arguing about this price and that price, but the hakol. Shahakol nibidvaro. So the kala receives all of the pratim, all of the details. And she lights the Shabbos candles. And everything returns to oneness and to clarity. And that's the meaning of Mi'iris Einav. I'm just going to say something. All of my kavanah here also is lekovet my daughter, who's akala baruch Hashem, Mi'ira. that Bez Hashem, that she should be such a person who's Mi'ira as Einav for her wonderful chasen. But this is the union of Mi'iris Einav, Oisius Hakala. To be able to take all the prote protem, all even that a husband learns, all of the information that he has, and all that he hasn't brought together. Lemaisa, many of the women are, it's interesting, many of the women are frustrated. They'll ask the husband, so they have a certain shiloh in the kitchen. Say it's been a get, usually it's a get to Shabbos, something with heating up or taking out of the refrigerator. And they'll ask the husband, tell me, sweetheart, what's the din? He says, it's machloikis. It's machloikis. And, you know, and I think an ayin dalad is machloikis. And then if you look, there's a machabah, there's a ramah, I don't know, there's a sheet, and then there's a Rabbi Avadia Seif says like this, I heard, but then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said like that. And she's thinking, should I or shouldn't I do this? You know, she wants to say to their house, and usually the Rav gets a call. My husband's thinking about this inyan. and she doesn't get it. She says, I don't know, he's been in yeshiva his whole life. Can't you just tell me whether I should do this or not? Because that's the nature of the hakala. As halacha, no lamaisa, what's this? Because the inyan of Malchus is to put it all together. And this is a problem that often exists, and misunderstandings come as a result of this. The bigger picture, to understand the bigger picture, to, as we spoke about last week, you remember, the Shulchan is a Shin Lamed Chesed Nun, right? We spoke about the table, and the Gematria, and the Kolel, the number that's the Kolel that brings it all together. So, whereas the Chosn is looking at the Shin, and the Lamed, and the Chesed and the Nun, so it's the job of the Kala to say, Shulchan. This is a table. As the chassan looks at the pieces, there's the four legs, there's this, and the kala has to take the pieces and to make it into a shulchan, to mi'ira esainav, that it should be shining with the tachlis of the entire purpose, the entire goal. Therefore, we understand that a human being is very complicated. And human being, if you could break down a human being, I mean, physically, there are all the billions of parts. And then emotionally, a human being consists of so many different pieces and parts that the psychologists and psychiatrists were trying and still are trying to understand what's Malchus. Malchus is what makes you different from another person. That's Malchus. It's what makes you unique. It's the makib patish. It's the hakol. In other words, you could say this person has this, there's this aspect of this person's personality, and that's the same as another guy. And he has this mida of generosity. Oh, he also is generous. And here's a mida of simchi, he is also bal simchi, and so on. So then you might say, just like you look at these things, you say, so what's the chilik? Malchus means that in each person, all those different nakudas come together in a different way to create the unique malchus. That's what's called the self, the person, as opposed to just a collection of cells and neurons and all kinds of things. What makes the self, that's Malchus. That's the Malchus of human being. Bringing everything together is what Shabbos does. The Ramah writes about Kiddush Levana. The words of the Ramah here, when he speaks about Kiddush Levana, are remarkable. The Ramah says, "Noigin loyma dov melchis al chavikayin." The minig is when we go out for Kiddush Levana, and here only the men say Kiddush Levana, and that itself is a side misayda haTorah. There are reasons in Nigla too, but it has to do with what we're talking about. That when we say Kiddush Levana, we say, the minig is, there are more rights, the minig is to say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Long live David HaMelech. David is alive and lives forever. Shemalchusai Nimshlo L'Levana. The Malchus of David HaMelech is compared to the moon. V'osid L'Hischadish K'maisa, and just like the moon is presently diminished, so the Malchus of David will be restored to its previous glory. Uknesses Yisrael, these are the words of the Ramah. Uknesses Yisrael tachzer lehesdabek bebala. And the Jewish people, Knesses Yisrael is a code word for Malchus. Whenever it says Knesses, it means the ingathering. Knesses Yisrael, you know the Ramah was a very big Mekubal. Knesses Yisrael tachzer lehesdabek bebala. You think that you're learning a piece from the Zohar Kodesh, that you're reading something from the Kedushas Levi of Mori 9. That what? That the ingathering of the Jewish people will return and be attached once again to her husband, Shua Kodesh Baruch. Dugmas halavon hamischadeshes imacham. Like the moon that will be restored and will be reunited with the sun. And then he ends afterwards and says, V'lachein oisin Simchas erikudin b'kiddush achaydish. Therefore, the custom of the Jewish people is that by Kiddush Levana to dance, to sing a niggun and to dance by Kiddush Levana, the Jews dance in a circle. Dugmas simchas nisuin, like the simcha of a marriage, like the simcha of a marriage. Around 6-7 years ago in the shul on Shavuos night, I spent the whole Shavuos night talking just about this Ramah, what this means. What's this Ramah? The Malchus of David HaMelech, and the Simcha of a Nisun, of a Chasna, the Rikudim, the dancing. What does that mean? And you know that the Simon in Chazal, the Simon that was given the code word for the appearance of the moon was David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And we spoke about the Malchus of David HaMelech, that Malchus means that David HaMelech saw himself as totally impoverished and having nothing of his own, only all the infinite details that Hashem gives David HaMelech. But here is the greatness of David HaMelech. And it's said at the conclusion of Shabbos, the minig, to say, preferably Kiddush Levana, that the job of the Kala, who in this world is looked at as being so diminished, the Kala who is so humble, that koach of the woman that we're talking about, Eishes Chal Ateres Bala, the circle, the crown of the king's head, is that Hashem gave the Jewish people billions and trillions of details in this world. Ubotach Bolev Bala, in the song of Eishes Chal, the king has entrusted his world to the Jewish people to make sense out of it, to bring all the points together to serve him, that every single thought, every word, and every action of a Jew should form that circle of bringing together the beginning and the end. Saif Ma'isiv Machshava Tchila, the dance. The circle is the dance. The inyan of the dance of Miriam HaNeviah with the women especially is nogeh to this inyan, that if we had time we would talk more about it. It's for a different time. Because the inyan of the Kala, and Kala is also a lashon of Kli. The inyan of the Kala is that she is a kli, a vessel to receive all of the hashpos, all that the husband brings, of hazar and bedimah, to bring all of that and to somehow bring it all together. Kol, hakol, to be machlil, to join together everything. For that purpose of tachlis, of one kaima, That's the simcha of marriage. That's the simcha of nisuin, of two separate worlds joining together and to be able to bring Be'ez Hashem a baby into the world. That's the greatest simcha that could be. To create harmony, to make sense out of two opposite universes. That's the simcha of Ashabara Sosn the Simcha Chasn Vakal. And that's why we say then, Oy Yishoma Biare Yehuda B'chutzais Yerushalayim. Because it's a taste of Dovra Melech, it's a taste of the end of time, it's a taste of redemption. And that's what Chazal meant when they said, whoever brings joy to a Chasn Vakala is rebuilding one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Is building one of the ruins of Yir HaKadosh, of bringing everything back to its tachlis, to a taste of David Malka Mashiach. And now we understand that this is the Inyan of Shabbos, and this is the Inyan of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Jewish people stop worrying about the details of creation, and we try to figure out, no, and now what? So why do I do all of this? What's the tachlis of having the money, the house, the kids? The whole week I'm telling everybody, this is what I'm working for. I'm working for, so now I'm here. This is Malchus. Shabbos is Malchus. Mavakshin ha-kala b'achrona. Shabbos comes at the end. The kala comes out at the end. Now all the 6 days of the week can make sense. Can come together to some single purpose that we spoke about. Therefore, the six days of the week is the union of Marab Masech HaHashem. We are amazed and astounded and impressed by the infinite details of Hashem's world. Oy, Marab Masech HaHashem. But we don't say that on Shabbos. The Ikra on Shabbos is HaKol Yaducha, HaKol Yishabchucha, HaKol Yaimru, Kala, 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 HaKol Yishabchucha, HaKol Yaducha, HaKol Yishabchucha, HaKol Yaimru, Ein Kodesh Gashem. During the week, we're struggling with the details, the singing of the Chosn, and we say, Morav Masech Hashem, the unbelievable details. But we still haven't figured out what to make of all of this. Then Shabbos, the Jew understands, HaKol Yaducha, it's all everything is just to praise you. Hakol yishabchucha. Shevach yekaru gedula yitnu lekel melech yaitzer kol. The crown is given to the king who created all of this. That's what we say Shabbos. Now we understand what the Shalach Kaddish wrote. Kamalchus nikra bayis. One of the code words for Malchus, another code word, whenever you see this word, it always means Malchus, is the word bayis, house. Because ultimately, Bereishis is the Oisius Rosh bayis. Ultimately, Hashem has told us that He is to be revealed as the head of this world, of the household. It seems now to everybody that they do this, they do that, and there's no Rosh Bayis. It's Hefke. Bereishis is Rosh Bayis. One of the students of the Vilna Gaon, a great Mekubal, Rabbi Zichel Chaver, wrote the following. La'olam ha'pu'uluhu b'tchura. Action, pu'ula, that's connected to the male. Because the Zohar is going from place to place to make a profit, to earn a living. Vahanakeva, the woman, Tferis Odom Lasheves Bayis, the splendor of the woman is the house, is the Bayis. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnim, as it says in Pasuk. The glory of the daughter of the king, that's Malchus, is within, is inside the house. Uba ein maise. And she doesn't have to go creating something. That's not her job. Rakatachle shel zochu b'shvil hanakeva, lasos al yoda peiris. what's in the cave has to do with the woman has to do is to take all that the husband brings into the house and to be mitzi peres, as we learned the last few weeks, to create a tachlis out of this, to bring it back to oneness, to make it into hakol bar lechvodo. The Shabbos, he writes, hu menucha v'oineg v'chines nukve ki yadua. And Shabbos is delight and rest, which means passive rest, which is the quality of the nekeva, as we spoke about last week, of the woman. The menucha here doesn't mean sleeping. The menucha means we're home. This is it. I don't have to go looking anymore. Everything comes back. This is where we belong. This is the purpose. This is the tachlis. Mimela, Rabbi Zichron Charev is saying, this is the oinig. This is the delight. The delight of making sense out of all the atoms and molecules, all the pieces, of coming to the halacha. It means everybody coming home. It means the feeling of being with your family. It means when you love your family and you haven't been together for a long time, that which can't be expressed in words, that malchus of all malchus that a human being can experience is when he's been separated from his family and the entire family is able to be together. That's malchus sheba malchus. That feeling. And this is the union of Shalom Bayis that is brought into the world with the lighting of the Shabbos candle. This is the Shalom Bayis. The Maharal writes in Derech Chaim, Kasha Nigma Maisa Bereishis Nosan Hashem Yisborach Manorach L'Nevroim. When creation was completed, Hashem gave rest to all creation. Shenem Aveichal Lekim Bayim Hashvi. Hashem completed on the seventh day. V'dovezehu HaMenucha V'Hashol. Maharal says, this is Menucha, this is rest and Shalom and peace. V'hukiyim ha'olam, this is what sustains the world. Ba'al is found in a kol. The completion is the kiyim ha'kol, is what sustains everything. Ba'al ha'sholom hazeh shahayeh b'shabes, ba'a mitzvah hadlokis ne'er shabes. And this shalom, this peace of everything being brought back together, this, the Maharal says, is the deeper meaning of Hadlakas Ne'er Shabbos, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, Bayis always means Malchus, peace in the Malchus means everything is brought back together. That's the meaning of Ne'er Shabbos. Kulam is Achtin, everything is brought back together to one. Therefore we understand that the woman, Chava, who extinguished the candle of the world, it's because of Chava primarily that we partook, that we ate from the tree of doubt and confusion. The Eitz Hadas Toivara, that tree of Mordechai of Haman, the Eitz Hadas Toivara, that is the tree of confusion. That means I can't make any sense of this. This is like this, this is like that. This is Omar Baya Merova. And the other one's Rabbi Yarek Nevesh Lakish. And I don't understand. And I don't understand in my life. There's so many contradictions. And I can't make sense out of all these details. So Chava was the one who brought this upon us. Primarily it was Chava. And we ate from the tree of doubt, the tree of confusion, the tree of Mordechai and Haman. Of good and evil. And darkness came to the world. And every Chava, every woman lights the Shabbos candles. And she's saying to the entire world, enough confusion. Enough molecules and atoms. I want the entire thing, hakol. I want to dance with David Malki Meshicha in a separate circle. But the dance of David HaMelech. Of Knesset Yisrael. Of hakol. That's what shalom means. That's what peace really means. It means taking all of the details, understanding, try to understand the details, and then making shalom, making peace, making shalom out of all of these prote protum, all of the details, to see how one really is connected to the other, and all of it is woven together to form one amazing tapestry of hakol baruch lechvodai. And on that note, I'm going to read to you from the translation, of course, the stories of Rabbi Nachman were told by Rabbi Nachman in Yiddish. Then they were translated to Hebrew, and they're translated to English. The Inyan of Malchus is discussed very often in Rabbi Nachman's stories. If you've ever seen any of his stories, you know that you're looking at something which comes from the deepest secrets of creation. And therefore, it certainly is kedai if you have a chance. If you have Rabbi Ari Kaplan, Allah Shalom, his translation and commentary on stories of Rabbi Nachman, which is just a tiny drop in the bucket of what there is to talk about. He has a story that's called The Exchanged Children. It's a pachad, it's a frightening story. Because it begins with a certain maid in the palace who wanted to see what would happen if she switched the babies. The queen had a baby, and one of the servants of the palace had a baby, and this woman switched the babies and wanted to see what is going to be in the end. And of course the question is, and it's the question that Hashem asks you and I every single day, will the Jewish person remember that he's really a Ben Melech? Will you realize that you really are the son of the king, the daughter of the king? Even though you've been living a life of a slave, of a servant, and you've been raised in a world of slaves and servants, you've been exchanged. Are you going to come back to the palace? That's what the story is about. And it's amazing there, every single word, Sisrei Torah. So I'm just going to read to you a little bit from the end. It'll take 5 minutes. I'm not going to explain it. This is my new minig. Okay. The story ends in a garden. It's a long story. These are not short. Everything ends in a garden. Everything began in a garden, and everything ends in the garden. The king's true son went to the garden. He saw that there was a wall around it and an open gate. There were no guards there, since such a garden obviously did not need guards. He went up to the garden and looked. Next to the garden, he saw a statue of a man. He looked more closely and saw a tablet above the man. The inscription on it said, "This man had been a king many centuries ago, and during this king's reign, there had been peace." It's obviously talking about Shlomo HaMelech. It's talking about the Malchus of Hashem. Shlomo is Melech Shahash. Hashem is called Melech Shahash Shalom Shalom, the King of Peace, which is the final Malchus of Mashiach, which is Hashem's kingdom. And the Rebbe of Nachman says that this inscription on it said that this man had been a king many centuries ago, and during this king's reign there had been peace. Before this king's reign there had been wars, and afterward there had also been wars, but during his reign there had been peace. This is all about Shabbos. Rabbi Kaplan brings from the Svarim, it's all about Shabbos. He contemplated the situation. The king's true son was looking at this, standing by the opening to the garden. He already could understand one thing from another, because there are many things in the garden, which is discussed before, and understood that everything depended on this man. When a person entered the garden and was pursued, he did not have to run out at all. He only had to stand next to this man. Reb Nosson Breslov has said, that means Shabbos. All you have to do is connect yourself to Shabbos. When you see all the things that are so frightening, all the contradictions, that Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, you have to stand next to Shabbos, attach yourself to Shabbos, which is Emuna. Emuna, it says in Chabad Svarim, Emuna is the Oyesius Echad Moina, which means you count back to one. Out of all the details, Emunah means Echad. You're able to stand in front of a billion things, and you say, Ad Layada ben Arham Lebarach Mordechai. There's only one. Echad Moin is Emunah. He only had to stand next to this man, and he would be saved. Furthermore, if this man was stood in the middle of the garden, then anyone would be able to enter the garden safely. The king's son understood all this, since he was able to understand one thing from another. Everything was connected.
The king's son went and entered the garden. As soon as he was pursued, he walked over and stood next to this man who stood just outside the garden. He was thus able to leave safely without being harmed. Others who had entered the garden had fled in such terror when they were pursued that they had been injured. However, the king's son had emerged safely and calmly since he had stood next to the statue. The ministers were amazed to see him come out safely. The king's true son then ordered that the statue be placed in the middle of the garden. When this was done, all the ministers were able to enter the garden. They entered the garden and went out in peace, without being harmed in any way. The ministers said, "Nevertheless, even though we have seen such a thing from you, nevertheless, for one thing you do not deserve to get the kingdom. We shall give you one more test to see if you could really get the kingdom." They explained, "The late king had a throne." This is also Shlomo HaMelech. Hashem is this all Malchus. "The late king had a throne. The throne is very tall. It's very exalted. It's very high. Al-Kisei Ram V'Nisa. And next to it stands, and next to it stand all kinds of animals and birds. Everything of this world, carved out of wood. In front of the throne stands a bed." According to Chazal, the bed represents the Oren that's in the Kodesh Kodashim. Remember we spoke about this 2 weeks ago? The chamber, the bedroom of the king, of the parents. The bed means the resting place of the divine Shekhinah. The resting place is the Oren, inside the Holy of Holies. In front of the throne stands a bed. There is a table. The table, of course, is with a lechem upon him. It's in the Mishkan, the table near the bed. And on the table stands a lamp. On the table there's a lamp. That's the menorah. That's the Shabbos candles also. From the throne, well-trodden wall paths go forth. From this throne, there are paths that go forth, Rabbi Nachum says, paths that go to the entire world, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash, to the entire world. These paths go forth from all sides of the throne, but no one knows the relationship of the throne to these paths. No one knows the relationship of the throne to these paths. That's what we're talking about tonight. After the path spread out for a certain distance, there is a golden lion standing by the first one. If a person comes near to it, it opens its mouth to swallow him. However, the path extends far beyond the lion. The same is true of the other path extending from the throne. Thus, the second path extending from the throne is very much the same. Standing there is another type of wild beast. All the things of this world that scare us. All the tsaros, all the four kingdoms, such as a leopard made of a different metal. It is also impossible to come close to it. The path then extends beyond where it is standing. This is true of all the paths. These paths extend throughout the entire land. No one understands the meaning of the throne with all its details. And the paths. This then will be your test, the minister say to the true prince, who everybody was accusing of being a slave, the son of the slave. This will be the test to see if you're really Malchus. See if you can understand the significance of the throne and everything associated with it. That's what it means to be a Jew in this world. They showed him the throne and he saw that it was extremely tall, and he went over to the throne and gazed at it. As he contemplated the throne, he realized that it was made of the same type of wood as the box. There was an instrument that was in the earlier part of the story with the forest. That's not for now. He gazed further and saw that a rose was missing from the top of the throne. The Jewish people are the rose. Malchus is the rose. That's another code word for Malchus. Ani chavetzelos ha'sharon shoshanas ha'amakim. I am the rose, Shlomo HaMelech said in Shir Hashirim. I am the rose. Ani chavetzelos ha'sharon of Sharon, the lily of the depths. Ani chavetzelos ha'sharon, the rose is the Jewish people. So he looked and he saw that the rose was missing from the top of the throne. If the rose were in the throne, then the throne would have the same power as the box, which would produce music whenever it was placed on any animal or bird, then everything would make sense, and everything would make, and the music would come forth from everything in the world, that one song that brings everything together. Then he gazed even more and noticed that the rose, missing from the top of the throne, was lying at the bottom of the throne. So the Jewish people who are at the top of creation, the Jewish people who are the rose that's supposed to be at the top of the throne, who are supposed to bring everything together, the Jewish people are at the bottom of the throne. So Knesset Yisrael is now in a terrible, terrible matzav, a lowly state. This is the exchange. This is the exchange, the pachad, the massive of the Jewish people in Golas. He would have to take it and place it on top. And then the throne would have the same power as the box, that music. The late king had devised each detail with such wisdom that no person could understand its significance until an extraordinarily wise person came along who would understand the concept. This is ultimately Melech HaMashiach, but each and every one of us. He would then know how to exchange and arrange all things correctly. He then saw that the same was true of the bed. He understood that it had to be moved slightly from the place where it stood. All of this is connected to the Mishkan. All this is connected to the Beis HaMikdash, to the end. Mita, which is the bed, and Shulchan, which is the table, and the Kisei, which is the throne, and the Hadlokas Hanera, which is the candle, spell the word Mishkan. The letters themselves, Mita, Shulchan, Kisei, and Haner. And Ner, spell Mishkan. So he understood that it had to be moved slightly from the place where it stood. The table also had to be moved somewhat. And the lamp likewise had to have its position adjusted. The birds and animals also had to be moved to different places. Thus a bird would have to be taken from one place and set in another place. The same was true of all the animals. The king had cleverly disguised everything so that only a very wise person would be able to contemplate it and then rearrange it correctly. The same was true of the lion which stood where the path emerged. It had to be stood on a different place. This was true of all the beasts on the path. The king's son gave instructions that everything be rearranged properly. To take the rose from the bottom and insert it on top. Every time you makarev a Jew and you show him his tachlis in life, you're picking up the rose from the floor and you're putting it back to the top of the throne. Everything else was also rearranged in proper order. All the animals and birds then began to sing a very wonderful melody, and each one functioned properly. The king's son was then given the kingdom. The king's son, who had by now been crowned king, then said to the actual son of the slave woman, "Now I understand that I am actually the king's son, and you are actually the slave woman's son. Now I understand." Rabbi Nachman himself said this, all that I'm talking about here is the Inyan of Shabbos. And after telling the story, Rabbi Nosson wrote that the Rebbe also said these words, "The story is a great wonder. It is all one, it is all one. The animals, the throne, the garden are all one. These ideas are very deep, an awesome wonder." That's the story of Rabbi Nachman. If we would learn it properly and understand it properly, we wouldn't stop crying. And we wouldn't stop thinking about what Shabbos could do. And we wouldn't stop thinking about what the candles of Shabbos mean, what the malchus of a Jewish woman is. And we wouldn't stop for a second appreciating and standing in wonder. The Kosh Baruch Hu has given us that we are the king's son, and that we have the ability to put the rose back to the top of the throne and to bring the malchus, all the details together, so that it should be revealed. Kila Hashem Hamlucha Moshe Bagoyim, Begula Hashem Vahamitis, Vimherbi Amenu Amen Vahamen.